I now turn my head downward a bit, as is my custom, direct my attention to the young faces in front of me. The young sisters' faces are invited to listen as well, of course, as are all of you. And I will ask our children to make especially certain that their parents have paid attention throughout the sermon. I preached a sermon for grown-ups on the last two masses, but now this one is directed especially toward you, my dear first communicants. So let us begin together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is the first Sunday in May, and we know that this month is specially dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary, to Our Lady. It is very important to pray to Our Lady every day throughout this month. And it is the most fitting time for you, dear children, to make your first Holy Communion. To be sure, your mothers here on earth, your parents, our dear sisters, the priests here have prepared you for this important day. But none of us can realize just how much our Mother in Heaven has prepared you today to make your first Holy Communion. Holy Communion, the Eucharist, as you know, you've all responded well during your examination, is one of the seven sacraments. Like all the sacraments instituted by Christ, the Eucharist gives us grace. But in order for the Eucharist to give us grace, we must go to Holy Communion, as you will go today, your very first time, properly disposed, with the right behavior, with the right attitude. It is only this way that you can receive all the graces that Jesus is waiting to give you today. And if you are able to do this, it is because your Heavenly Mother, your Mother Mary, has been praying for you, leading up to this day, praying for you that when you come forward now, in just a few moments, when you come forward and extend your tongue to receive for the very first time our Lord Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity, you will be properly prepared so that when he comes for the very first time inside of you, when he comes into your heart, he will find a heart ready to welcome him, a heart that has been prepared, a heart that is free from sin, so that you can be filled with grace. You were all children of God already by your baptism. But by your first Holy Communion today, you will be in a very special way, children of Mary, partaking now for the first time of the body and blood of her Son. There is also something, as I see you're all paying close attention, so I dare to speak a little bit longer. There's something very special about this Sunday. It is May 5th. Maybe some of you hear about today being called Cinco de Mayo. This might be an appropriate enough name for a secular holiday, but really we might almost call it Cinco de Pio. That is to say, today is the feast of St. Pius V. As you know, sometimes, and very often indeed, saints' days fall on a Sunday. And even when we celebrate the Sunday, we shouldn't forget that there is also a saint praying for us on this day. And that is the case today. St. Pius V had a great love for the Blessed Virgin Mary, as I will tell you about in a moment. And he is certainly praying for you today that you may make a good and fervent First Holy Communion. It is because it is also his feast day today that I am celebrating the Mass with a very old missal. Well, not as old as Pius V, but a good 200 years old anyway. And the chalice that I will be using today to celebrate Mass is as old as Pius V. It goes back at least 500 years. That is when Pius V lived. He lived in the 16th century, so a very long time ago. He lived at a time when the Christian world was being torn apart. And he is the one who called people back to unity. He was a very simple and humble man. He wore white, as you see all popes do today, because he was a Dominican, a member of that mendicant order. It is an order of beggars, just like St. Thomas Aquinas. Because he was a member of that order, when he became pope, he didn't want to stop being the good and simple religious that he had always been. Which is why, when he got to Rome, and he saw many riches around him, the opportunity to live in great comfort, he gave all these things away to the poor, so that he could continue to follow his vows and live in simple poverty. It was this humble pope who led the Christian world to victory when, as Christians were fighting with each other and torn apart, they saw all of a sudden a great threat, a threat coming from the east, threatening to gobble up the whole Christian world, the threat of the Turkish navy. And so, as this navy came and threatened to take over all of Christendom, he exhorted all the Christian world to pray for victory against this enemy. And the Christian forces did defeat that navy at the Battle of Lepanto. Something very special about this, and that is why it's important for all of you today, is that Pope Pius V got word of this victory right away. Maybe that doesn't mean a lot to you, because you suppose you can just look on a screen anytime you like and find out the latest news. That's not quite how it worked 500 years ago. There was another news service back then, one which Christians have always had, angels. Yes, an angel appeared to Pius V at the moment of that victory, so many thousands of miles away from him, and let him know that the Christian forces had prevailed and that all of Christendom would be saved. For that reason, October 7th became a great feast day throughout the world, a feast of Our Lady of Victory, known in later times as the Feast of Our Lady of the Holy Rosary. For he, as a good Dominican, had asked all the Christian people to pray the rosary for this victory. And that is why we have this feast day on our calendar today. One last reason that you should think about St. Pius V today and ask him to pray for you as you make your first Holy Communion, it is thanks to St. Pius V that we are able to celebrate Mass here the way you see today, the way you were always used to do here at St. Mary's. It is he who preserved for us the traditional Roman Mass, the Latin Mass, the way it had been celebrated all the way since ancient times. At a time when the Christian world was being torn apart, he was the one who acted so that this Mass would be preserved. And in all the centuries that followed right up into our times, it was preserved. And so we are able to celebrate Mass today in this way. May Our Lady, Queen of the May, and may St. Pius V pray for all of you, dear children, as you prepare to receive our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. And as you receive the scapular, I pray that you will all be faithful children of Our Lady throughout your life. Always be a good Catholic your whole life. Say the rosary every day. Go to confession frequently. Receive Holy Communion frequently. But this is only your first Holy Communion today. Your second, your third, and all the others, if you receive them fervently the way you do today, will lead you every day one step closer to heaven, where you will live and reign with our Lord Jesus Christ and with all the saints forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.